Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and you can stream us worldwide at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And Senator Heitkamp, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Warren.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Very excited to chat with you about something that has been in the public eye for quite some time, and now the news has come out. I believe this was earlier this week. The tax reform bill had passed through the Senate, and today Senator Heitkamp is joining us to talk about what that means for North Dakotans, what that means going forward, and we'll try to cover as much of it as we can. There is a lot to go over, but I think first, Senator, we should just start with explaining kind of briefly what the tax reform bill is for our listeners.
The first thing is it makes changes in the overall rate structure of the individual tax code. Now, that needs to be harmonized because the House bill is different from the Senate bill. But when you look at income distributions, who's going to get the advantage of the money that's being spent on the individual income tax reduction is a story that I think everybody needs to pay attention to, because what a lot of people are saying is that this is a huge middle-class tax cut and doesn't benefit the rich at all. And when you look at the actual distribution of these tax cuts, what you find is that the richest 575,000 Americans will get $32 billion in tax cuts a year, compared to 90 million that will get about $14 billion in tax cuts. So the average tax cut for 90 million people is about $160, and the average tax cut for a little bit over a half a million people is actually almost $60,000 a year. And so, you know, we want to keep this in perspective, and people in the middle class, some in North Dakota, will see an increase, some will see a decrease. The other thing people in North Dakota, but by and large, the decreases that the middle class will see are greatly limited compared to what the richest among in this country will see. These tax cuts that are on the individual side are not permanent. And so by 2027, there's a calculation that about every North Dakotan on average, and of course, you know, this includes high wage earners and low wage earners, but that there will be an increase of $10,000 per person per tax return in North Dakota by 2027. And so a lot of people will say, well, we'll fix that. Trust me. When was the last time people in this country believed that we could fix anything in Washington, D.C.? Hmm. We've created this. We should fix it now. Now, if you switch over to the corporate side and you take a look at what happened with corporate taxes, the top rate in America for corporations will be 20%. Hmm. The idea was that we were going to broaden the base to pay for that. That did not happen. And so this is going to add to the deficit as well. And a lot of people would argue, oh, that won't happen because these corporations will invest and that will grow the economy. Recently, the president's economic advisor, Gary Cohen, was at a meeting of Fortune 500 CEOs. And the moderator in this discussion said, raise your hand if you're going to invest in American jobs and American capital, bring jobs back. And only 6 out of over 100 CEOs said they were. Hmm. In fact, most of the CEOs have said, we're going to dividend this tax break and we are going to buy back stock. So this idea that they are going to now reinvest is not very truthful. And in fact, every study that's been done on this would tell you that that's not going to happen. That we have asked repeatedly for Secretary Mnuchin to give us his number and his study, and he has promised that for about 3 months, and we've never seen it. And that's because it doesn't exist. And so we need to understand that what I would say when you ask the question, what does this mean for North Dakotans? First off, I want everybody to envision that what Congress is doing is they're handing a $1.5 trillion debt-ridden credit card to the next generation. Hmm. And they're saying, you know, we're going to spend $1.5 trillion on these tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans and for the wealthiest corporations, and what we're going to hand you is the debt. And you know, when you look at the numbers on when I talked about $160, I think on average, you know, when you look at that, you say, is that worth the $1.5 trillion in debt that you're handing on to the next generation? I will tell you, I've gotten lots of great comments. I did a lot of round town halls on this package. And one of the people who came up to me after a presentation on Veterans Day was a Vietnam vet. And he looked at me and he goes, sure, I'd like, he said, Senator, I just want to tell you, sure, I'd like a tax cut. That'd be nice, but not at the expense of growing the deficit for my kids. And North Dakotans really care about this issue. And then if you say, what's the secondary consequences, if in fact we're right and the all these studies are right, debt will go up. Deficits will occur as a result of this. At the end of the day, there is a provision in federal law that basically says you can't let that happen. And so then what happens is automatically cuts will come. And the cuts will come to Medicare to the tune of $400 million at a time when $1 billion at a time when Medicare can least afford it. The cuts will come to the tune of $20 billion for the farm programs at a time when we have a very challenging economic situation on the farm, and we need that safety net. And important to your region, you know, automatic cuts to the Essential Air Service.
Right.
Automatic cuts to other kinds of programs that North Dakotans rely on. And the other thing that I say, because this is really a priority for me, I think that we need to invest more in research federally, because that will save us money in the long run. What's a great example of that? We know that our aging population, with more and more challenges with Alzheimer's, are experiencing more and more problems. We have now taken the money that we could have invested in Alzheimer's research, and we've given it to the richest Americans. And to me, that's just not a bargain that works very well for North Dakota or for the country.
Again, we have Senator Heidi Heitkamp joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. And we have a couple more minutes, Senator. So I would like to ask the question. You did go over some of the things that North Dakotans may lose because of this tax reform bill. But I would like to see if there's anything that we as North Dakotans can do.
What I would say, Warren, is really pay attention to the reconciliation process. There's other small things I haven't had a chance to talk about because they're top line. But pay attention. Write your congressman. You know, it's not too late. This thing hasn't finally passed, and we can fix this. We can do the right kind of tax cut. We can give middle-class Americans and North Dakotans a tax cut and not benefit wealthy, wealthy people in this country. We can give our small businesses a tax cut and help them through some tough times. But this package is so heavily skewed for the wealthiest, it's just not the way to go. Warren, I'm going to have to take off because I got to dash. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
I
Senator.
See you when I get to Jamestown.
Sounds good. Thanks, Senator. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp again joined us here on Let's Talk About It. Very busy lady, as you can tell, but we appreciate her taking time joining us here on Let's Talk to talk about the reform bill that was passed in the Senate and what it means for us here in North Dakota. And as Senator Heitkamp says, continue to pay attention to the reconciliation process and contact your congressman if you are not happy with the tax reform bill or if you think something needs to be changed. And that'll do it for our show today. So thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk About It. If you're interested in being on Let's Talk About It, give us a call locally at 252-1400 or email news@newsdakota.com.